This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. Dr. Allison Berry and Willie Bentz both spoke with the Board of County Commissioners yesterday and answered questions. There were no questions from KPTZ listeners, so you all must be very well informed. You can listen to their remarks right from our homepage at kptz.org. In Jefferson County, the current case rate is 525 per 100,000, still falling. Total case count, 3,066 since the pandemic began. 79 cases in isolation currently. 4 are hospitalized. There have been 27 deaths. Friday, March 11th, Dr. Allison Berry still plans to rescind the Clallam and Jefferson County's proof of vaccine card mandate for restaurants and bars in light of the rapidly declining COVID-19 case rates. Dr. Berry said the rate of COVID-19 cases should drop enough by then. The CDC is rating counties across the country with low, medium, or high case rates. Clallam and Jefferson counties are both still in the high case rate category, according to the CDC website. There is a link to that page in the transcript for the news today. Beginning March 21st, face masks will no longer be required in most settings, including K-12 schools and childcare facilities. Masks will still be required in healthcare settings such as hospitals, outpatient and dental offices, long-term care centers, and correctional facilities, and on public transit. In addition, beginning March 1st, today, vaccine verification for large events will no longer be required in the state of Washington. There's a link on this story on the transcript for this newscast. The Port Townsend City Council has affirmed a new group of residents to examine the Sims Gateway and Boatyard expansion project. The project, a source of passionate discussion around town, now has an advisory group called the Stakeholder Committee. The 9 members are tasked with looking at the project from a technical standpoint, quote, to determine what is the best solution, City Public Works Director Steve King told the council Tuesday night. While people can watch them, the viewing public will not be invited to comment until the panel's findings are forwarded to the city's Park, Recreation, Tree, and Trail Advisory Board, PRT-TAB. That board was the body that was forwarded the idea last summer of cutting down the poplars on both sides of Sims Way alongside the Boat Haven and Cotai Lagoon. The city and Port of Port Townsend and the Jefferson County Public Utilities District, whose power lines are close behind a stand of elderly poplars, joined in a plan to reimagine Sims Way. The old trees could be replaced with native species, a pedestrian bicycle path put in, power lines undergrounded, and the boatyard expanded. Officials from all 3 entities agreed. In the following months, the Gateway Poplar Alliance, a group of opponents to that plan, has written letters, posted paper hearts onto the trees, and asked the port and the PUD to stand down their chainsaws. Their website, poplaralliance.org, describes some alternatives to the city port PUD proposal. The city council is focused on the new stakeholder committee. It includes people with a variety of interests. Arlene Allen, director of the Chamber of Jefferson County, landscape designer Kate Dwyer, Ron Sykes of the Admiralty Audubon Society, arborist Forrest Schomer, and permaculturist Jennifer Rodermund, who will serve as the liaison with PRT-TAB. Residents Dan Burden, Russell Hill, and Steve Mater are also members, along with Joni Blanchard, who's been quite vocal in her opposition to the poplar cutting plan. The city's next step, King said, is to hire a consultant to work with the stakeholder committee on the whole Sims Gateway proposal. Deputy Mayor Amy Howard said the committee and the PRT-TAB members are all volunteers, and quote, I would like to entreat the community to be kind to them even in disagreement. We are all people and we are all trying to do the best we can for each other, she said. The public will have a chance later to comment and participate in the PRT-TAB meeting, King said. That panel meets only every other month. Its next session is April 26th. The City Council voted unanimously to recognize and support the stakeholder committee process. Source for this whole article was Peninsula Daily News. The Clallam County Auditor's Office is assuring residents whose doors have been knocked on by people seeking voter registration information that they do not represent the county agency. That's from a story in the Peninsula Daily News from last week. If anyone comes to your doorstep to ask about your voting status, they are not from any government agency, and they should identify themselves as being from some non-governmental group. You are not required to share any information with them whatsoever. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Thursday and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thank you for listening.